Welcome back. Today's session is not designed to calm you down. Instead, it aims to boost your confidence and get you into action. These, after all, are the most reliable ways to overcome anxiety. As always, make sure that you're sitting or standing comfortably, with your head held high, your spine tall, and your chest broad, and let your breath be easy and slow. Don't worry if it's a bit short or shallow, but do encourage it to flow more freely. Let it gradually become a little softer and lighter, like a breeze gently flowing throughout your body. And take a few moments to notice what's on your mind. What are you thinking about? When you're anxious, you may find yourself worrying about whether you're okay. You might wonder how you come across to other people. And you might wonder whether you'll be able to cope with upcoming situations. The voice in your head might be telling you stories. So you might be thinking that you'll make a fool of yourself, or that people will think you're boring or incompetent, or that you just won't know what to say or do. Most people have these kinds of thoughts from time to time. And trying to stop, get rid of, or change these thoughts doesn't usually help. You've probably tried that many times before. And you've probably heard these thoughts a million times already. So you don't have to do anything about them. Just let them be. As though those voices weren't really that important. And instead of getting all worked up by them, just offer yourself some kindness. When self-critical or worrisome thoughts arise, remind yourself of the facts. And say the following silently to yourself after me. I have survived these same or very similar thoughts, feelings, and situations before. I am not the only one going through this experience. Millions of other people are dealing with the same issues. I am a good person with good intentions. I am as worthy of respect as anyone else. And if you feel anxious, remember that you won't always feel this way. Emotions just visit from time to time. They're not dangerous. They're just feelings. You can learn to tolerate or perhaps even welcome them. They might feel uncomfortable, but you can act despite their presence. Now, if you're thinking that this is getting repetitive and that we've covered all this before, Good. That means you're taking things in. Overcoming anxiety requires that you repeat these new habits over and over again until they become deeply ingrained. A different strategy each week won't help. You just need persistence. Now, here are my two top tips for overcoming anxiety. Firstly, every day do one thing that you normally wouldn't do. It could be as simple as saying hello first to someone. So if you see someone you know, don't wait for them to greet you. Greet them before they have a chance. Don't aim to do something impossibly challenging, but do make a slight step out of your comfort zone. Secondly, consider going somewhere or hanging out with people you don't normally hang out with. It can be difficult to change if you're always with people who know you well. Family members and long-term friends may expect you to be anxious, and it's hard not to live up to people's expectations. People you don't know, however, won't expect you to be anxious, and they usually won't even notice when you are. They'll treat you like anyone else, and this gives you the freedom to respond in new and different ways. So that's it for this session. Remember, do something different today. In the next session, we'll explore the version of you who isn't anxious at all. See you then.